Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and coming from the United States, you have me as your preacher today, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, with a preaching I'm calling Reciprocal Faith. I'm going to do part of the first reading from the prophet Isaiah. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I'll stop the reading there. You get the idea. In this lovely passage from Isaiah, we see that God indeed is our Savior. When it seems impossible, God is with us and will help us. And the lovely thing is that we don't have to save ourselves, and we don't even have to save one another. We just need to cooperate with God's saving work in the world. We don't have to look for our Savior. We just need to open our hearts to God, who will save us. We don't need to be the Savior. Today, we celebrate this lovely vision of Mary appearing in the Americas less than 40 years after Columbus sailed over the ocean. And Christianity is being established, and there's even a bishop in what is now Mexico City. But Mary doesn't appear to the Spanish bishop. Mary appears to a simple Nahuatl native man, Juan Diego, and is dressed in native garb and speaks the native language and gives Juan Diego a message for the bishop, a message to go ahead and establish the church, let it expand. It does belong here. But she gives it to Juan Diego to give to the bishop, along with the miracle sign of the roses spilling out of his tilma. And then on that tilma, she left her visage. It's a beautiful story of reciprocal faith. It was the bishop who represented the church bringing the faith to the native population. But if they bring that faith and it takes root, then the native population brings it back to the Spanish, changed, one could say improved, and encourages them in the faith, affects their faith. This is the reciprocity of true faith. Those of us who are preachers go out and we plant seeds and we try to give people hope, but then those people come back and preach even more powerfully to us about what this means in their lives. And we are humbled and enlightened and encouraged by the faith of the people we went out, quote, to preach to. True faith is to be reciprocal. We are all equals on this journey and help one another believe. See the deeper insight, trust. None of us are the Savior. None of us are above this fray. God is above this fray. Jesus is our Savior. But we are on this journey together and are meant to encourage one another in the faith, each putting our own unique spin on it for the sake of the others on the journey. Let us go out and share and receive that faith today. God bless you.